The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Look at the Astros' record versus teams with a winning record and versus a team with a losing record. They've yet to have, they have zero wins against teams that currently have a winning record. Now you can say, well, the Rockies have a losing record because they got swept by the Astros, and that's true. But, you know, through 25 games or whatever, there are three teams that they've played that have a winning record, and the Astros have offered against them.
Yeah, well, and that's, they're also not getting as many opportunities against good teams. And there's just not many that they're playing.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I realized this week is I was writing my columns today. 2 weeks from Thursday is the start of the NFL season.
I know.
Are you excited?
Yeah. It's on, baby.
But it doesn't feel like it, right? It doesn't feel like, because I guess because there's no preseason.
That's the only reason why. I was thinking about that the other day, too.
And we haven't had the buildup, and we can't really get out there to find out what's going on. All I have to go on is Bill O'Brien's transcripts every day.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours.
Some sucks of what for you, missed. Man.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Yeah, you're an idiot if you missed the first 2 hours of this show.
Well, but you know what? Maybe you were
busy.
You're
a stupid dummy.
Maybe you were busy, and if you were, podcastarena.com.
If you were busy, maybe figure out a way not to be busy between the hours of 4 and 7.
Well, some people might have been, you know, maybe Lena Hidalgo was having to do the update on the hurricane.
Well, That's why she should quit her job.
Well, no, you don't quit your job. I mean, there's not enough jobs out there right now.
Yeah, there is.
People forget the Rona.
Oh. Yeah, I forgot about the Rona too. You just said that. Yeah, I mean, don't quit your job.
See?
All right. Yeah, you got me on that.
Latest track has it going to the Texas-Louisiana border. So, just again,
where's Vinton?
Vinton's on the Texas-Louisiana border.
Oh,
but you know, like Orange and places like that, you're right in the middle of it too. So, hopefully, it'll trickle a little farther east. I'm sure by tomorrow morning.
You're saying hopefully it only wrecks Louisiana.
Well, I mean,
and none of our people.
But there are some,
because there are good and bad people on both sides.
There are, but. You know, I don't want it to hit New Orleans because we know what happens when a big one hits New Orleans. But there's a lot of unpopulated area if you can kind of get in between where it's not hitting Lake Charles too hard. Then, you know, I mean, it sucks for the population that's there, but it's better than hitting one of the big cities. But
Baton Rouge or New Orleans,
yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, so even Lafayette. So, but you know, we'll keep you. That's the latest update. It won't change until tomorrow. And by then, they should have a really good idea where it's going to go. So just kind of keep your eyes on it. And hopefully, Team East Texas and Team Houston will be fine. I have some RNC props for Dana White's speech.
Oh, boy.
Would you like to hear these?
Yeah.
Will Dana White mention President Trump attended a UFC event? Yes, plus 200. No, minus 300.
I was going to say no. I was hoping there'd be value there. I don't think you will.
Total times Dana White says Trump. Over under 5.5.
Ooh, that's actually a good number.
That's a really good number.
I'll go over.
Will Dana White say Donald? Yes and no, both minus 120.
I'll go no.
Will Dana White say make America great again? Yes, plus 300. No, minus 500.
No. I think make America great again is going to go away because you've had 4 years to make it great. Well, aren't we now to keep America great?
Yeah,
even though obviously America's not great right now.
No, America's not
things
great.
Things aren't going all that well here, but at this point, you've got to go with keep America great, I think.
Yes, yeah, so there's no value in no at minus 500.
No.
Total times, Dana White says fighters fighting, 8.5.
I'll go under.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go under as well. Will Dana White mention a current UFC fighter's name? Yes, plus 400. No, minus 700.
No.
Total times Dana White says UFC, 3.5.
Even?
Yeah. Well, minus 110 both ways. 3.5. 3.5 is the total.
I'll go... Oh, now does Ultimate Fighting Championship count as saying UFC?
It doesn't say that on the bet here, but I'm assuming it does.
I'll probably go over. That's a tough call, though. That's a good number.
What will Dana White say first, Ultimate Fighting Championship or UFC?
See, now that prop makes me think that I should go under on the last prop because clearly they're differentiating. He'll say UFC more.
Plus 200 if you like that.
I do like that.
No, which one he says first, not more.
Oh. That's tough.
Yeah.
I wonder how he's going to, I mean, because obviously he's going to say it because he wants to brand himself.
Right.
I don't know.
I would take plus 200 on UFC.
I think I would take the dog there.
And Dana White's primary shirt color. White 5-2, blue 3-1, black 7-2, gray 7-2, red 7-1.
I don't think white.
No. I mean, he likes to wear those white t-shirts, but he's going to dress up for this.
Right. I'm going to go with gray.
Okay, I like black at 7-2. Getting gray at 7-2, black at 7-2. So,
look how there's props for this.
I know. I know it's so stupid, but hey, what the hell? Oh, boy.
We're a doomed society, I tell you. Doomed.
Sean says he spoke in 2016 at the RNC, so they have something to go by.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I didn't. I guess I didn't realize at the time that Dana and Trump were so tight before this election. Because, I mean, if you've paid attention the last 4 years, you've known that that Dana's a fan.
Right.
But I wouldn't have known before. So I didn't know he spoke at 2016.
Yeah, I don't, you know, but I wasn't paying attention at the time.
I wasn't either.
I'm really ignoring the conventions. So there's nothing I'm going to learn. There's nothing new. And I managed to get through the entire RNC and, my wife, or Democratic one, and my wife is like, oh, well, but this guy was so great. And this guy, but it's just it's made up television is what it is. It's just a live TV show. And it doesn't matter how good they are or bad.
Because there's good and bad people on both sides.
Yeah, well, no, it comes to politics, there's bad and bad people. There's bad and worse people. How's that? All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And we'll try to get back on the clock here. We got a little off there with Lance, but hey, we needed some post-game Rockets analysis. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And just for a couple of hockey plays, I played the Islanders money line tonight, but you might want to take a look at Dallas because the Avs have two key players out, including their number one goalie. So, and Dallas played really well in game one, starting to play like the team that I picked to win the Stanley Cup before the season. So, you might want to look at that. I'm not betting them, but if you need action. Do you see this? This is going to be real interesting to see what sports colleges start whacking.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Stanford already did it. Well, you got another Power Five that did it today, Iowa. has whacked four sports. That they say they'll play through the 2021 season, assuming that it happens.
What sports?
Men's gymnastics.
Okay.
Men's and women's swimming and diving.
Oh, okay.
Men's tennis.
Okay.
You're going to see a lot of this.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And I actually thought we'd see more baseball go away. You know, Iowa State doesn't even play baseball. And when you said Iowa, I was like, oh, it's probably them. They're probably giving up baseball too.
I think you'll see a lot of Midwest schools do that. I don't think you're going to see a lot of baseball whack down here.
No, but when you said Iowa, I was like, oh, I bet it's baseball. Mm. But yeah, that's a sport that, because I mean, you're traveling with a relatively large group. It can get pricey.
Well, and especially, I said, in the Midwest, you can't always, you have to travel early on in the season because the weather's not great. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see moving forward which of these things survive. I think, though, we haven't even scratched the surface of stuff like this. And
I mean, the truth is, the universities can use it as an excuse. If it's something that they've kind of been iffy on to begin with.
Right.
Well, that's a good time to do it. Now, if we were ever going to be able to get away with it, now's the time.
And all you have to do is eat the scholarships for this year.
Yep.
And then you're good. So I expect we'll see a lot more of that. 713-780-ESPN. Update on your guy, Alex Bregman. He's expected to miss at least 3 weeks with his hamstring strain. What do you think of Lance's sell everybody off theory?
It's tough. I don't think it's unreasonable. When you have a team that's this good, this talented, you want to hope for the best. You'd like to think that you're never out of it. But I do think a lot of it depends on the status of Justin Verlander. And if he really is out for the season, like he's not going to be here for the playoffs, any of that, I agree with him, honestly. I would probably sell things off too, because I don't think, without him, I don't think you're a World Series contender.
Well, two thoughts, and here's two reasons why I disagree. First off, Verlander did throw like 20 pitches today, so he's on track to come back for the playoffs. And if you have him for the playoffs, and you've got Zach Greinke,
He threw 20 pitches. That doesn't mean that it was, you know, we don't know the results.
No,
just know he threw 20 pitches.
But he's working towards a comeback. And, you know, the whole out for the season thing, let's wait and see. And I mean, right. I think they're obviously trying to bring him back. The fact that he's out there throwing.
That he's out there battling.
Is a lot better than, oh, well, he's going to have surgery, lock it down.
Correct.
Yeah, that's, so.
They were maybe premature with that.
Well, the only person who reported that was the Chronicle guy. Everybody else,
you would have fired that guy.
I wouldn't have fired him, but I would have wanted to know where the hell it came from. But even Verlander, so I think he's trying to come back. Now, if he has a setback, it's such a short season, then, and he's got to work back up when he comes back. There's a lot of things that will make it difficult, but right now he's planning to come back. And if he is, I think you have to take a shot one last time here with this group, because next year is going to look a lot different. And there's no guarantee that you're going to be able to rebuild. Here's the other flaw in that. Nobody's playing minor league baseball right now.
True.
How are you evaluating these guys? You're going to have to go off last year's evaluations for guys, and we know how much these things change year to year.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I would try to
even think about that, to be honest. Well, that's a really good point.
I would try to.
I hate when you do that. That was a smart thing you just said.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah. You know what? Good for you. Did you mark tape on this, Aaron?
Yeah, you need to, because this never happens.
Yep, got it written down.
I can't believe he did that.
I hate to break it to you. This is like once a week now for the last 3 or 4 weeks.
I guess usually I'm just not paying attention to what you say.
That's mostly the case, yeah.
Right.
But I do think, you know, maybe you trade one of these young pitchers that has done okay for you to get, if somebody's willing to give you a really good reliever for a short-term rental that I think would help you here and in the playoffs, I think you look at that. Are the Isles already up 1-0 in this?
Yes.
That's a good start. They're very tough with the lead. I would look at making a move like that and adding, and then you just got to hope you get healthy. You got to hope Bregman's back. You've got to hope Verlander's back. And if you've got a Verlander, Greinke, put something together behind him, you know, I feel like I don't know that you can beat the Yankees, but, you know, that's you get hot at the right time, your pitchers are all pitching well, I think you got a puncher's chance. You got no shot if you don't have Verlander.
I mean, the no Alvarez thing hurts. This just seemed like everything was going to have to go right for the Astros to have a shot.
Right, and it hasn't.
And nothing's going right.
But it doesn't mean it can't by the end of the season. The only thing you know is dead is Osuna and Alvarez.
Yes.
Well, and if you can get an Osuna replacement, you know, Alvarez, you never really had the season. So I still think
your
hitting's still good enough.
You never really had him, but you expected to have him.
Yeah, but you what second in run scored even without him. And that's with, you know, Altuve not hitting a lick until recently. Yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, and not having Bregman in the lineup now. I mean, you could have a pretty damn good lineup. To me, the pitching's always been the question. And if you can, you know, if you can get somebody that helps there on the back end, I think your starting pitching, the cost would be too high to bring in somebody at this stage. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, I think, but yeah, that's why I don't do that. Now, if you tell me tomorrow Verlander's out for the year and somebody really does want to give me a small child for Carlos Correa, I'd look at it.
I mean, if Verlander's out for the year, the George Springer, I'm definitely considering offers on.
You know, the thing is, but it goes back, what are you really going to get? Especially for a Springer who is a rental.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, and, you know, I don't know how much anybody's going to be willing to pay him in the offseason, because even the big dogs are going to have to pare their payroll a little bit.
But I think because he's at a reasonable cost right now, there may be a team willing to take him on just for the rest of the season.
Yeah, but if you're the Astros, you want something for that. I mean, that's the thing. You're going to want something in return. You're not just trying to get rid of him for the rest of the season.
Right. I mean,
is somebody going to do that? I don't know.
Are you going to get a mega prospect for him? No. But if you're the Astros and you're not planning on keeping him anyway,
yeah, well,
you might as well get something.
From everything I've read, they want to try to re-sign the guy.
Well, of course, no one's going to say, well, the Astros are not interested in signing George Springer anymore. Or the Astros no longer interested in re-signing Carlos Correa. Of course, that's never going to slip out of Astros.
No, but Correa's not a subject yet because he's not an issue until next season. But they have been in talks with Springer. So, I mean, from everything I know, they want to keep the guy. Doesn't mean they're going to. But, you know, I also don't think that they've just punted on it. I think... Realistically, you're going to be looking at replacing. Well, Reddick's gone next year. I don't think that's a loss. Brantley's probably gone. Yuli's up. I mean, and Springer. I mean, how many of those do you really expect to bring back? And if you're not bringing back at least a couple of them, you are looking at a rebuild, even with Altuve and Bregman and Alvarez.
Well, and you have to assume that Tucker and. And Alvarez, you're looking at as replacements for a couple of those guys.
Yeah. I wish Tucker would, you know, not look so much like Adam Silver out there.
Well, that's not
changing. Put some weight on.
That's not changing.
No.
I don't think he's going to eat a lot in the offseason.
The guy is just, I don't know, he doesn't look like a baseball player.
He does when he's on, like when he's, once he hits the ball and he's actually run, even though he looks crazy running, you're like, oh, man, he got there really fast. Like, he's actually pretty fast for a guy that looks so weird when he runs.
True. You know why? He looks like he should be in Little League. He looks like the biggest kid on a Little League team.
Kind of.
Yeah. All right, guys. Hey, are you having problems with your brakes? You're hearing that grinding and squeaking and, you know, maybe that'll... You know, if you're hearing that, and you're thinking, you know what, I need to get my brakes fixed, but I don't have all day to go to an auto shop... Well, guess what? New Brakes is going to take care of you. They're going to come to you. They're a mobile brake repair service, and maybe you're at your office right now. They can come do it there. Or if you're stuck at home, they can come do it there. They're backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. They're convenient. They're 20 to 50% more affordable than shops and dealers on average. Here's the cool thing. You get a transparent, surprise-free repair quote where they're going to give you a worst-case scenario. You're never going to pay more than that. And they love to be transparent. And the great thing about these guys is they're just quality. They do quality work with quality people. They practice the social distancing, and they can do it right there in your own home. If you mention ESPN, you're going to get 10% off your service. Go to newbrakes.com, N-U-B-R-A-K-S.com. They'll reach out within a couple of minutes. 10% off your service when you mention ESPN.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, broadcasting safely with our masks from Boomer Naturals.
Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. A couple of news things. Steven Strasburg undergoing season-ending surgery.
Yeah.
It's kind of a bummer. In the no bleep headline, Adam Silver, NBA likely to start delay start of 2021 season.
I think we all saw that coming.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know if you saw this, but a guy for Barstool did fast food fries tiered. So, like, there were 9 of them. Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, Arby's, Wendy's, Burger King, Five Guys, Steak and Shake, Whataburger, and Checkers.
Okay. You want me to give my definitive rankings?
I'd like to hear your definitive rankings.
I can tell you what the worst is, Arby's. Any curly fries, seasoned curly fries are gross.
Not a fan. He has Arby's in tier A with Chick-fil-A.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A does have good fries. The best fries that you just mentioned are Five Guys.
He has them as utter garbage.
That's insane. They're so good, and they give you like a giant pile of them. Unfortunately, they're like $9. So they are very expensive.
I disagreed with him on Five Guys.
McDonald's is very good.
He has
too.
McDonald's as the king fry, which I wouldn't really argue with. I like Five Guys better, but McDonald's is kind of the gold standard, right? For fast food. And that's the one thing they're always great for.
Whataburger, not great fries. I love Whataburger's burgers, but their fries, meh. I usually go onion rings when I go to Whataburger.
I usually don't even get the meal. I just get a burger. So his rankings, the king fry is McDonald's. His A tier is Arby's and Chick-fil-A. Don't disagree on Chick-fil-A, do on Arby's. B tier, Wendy's and Checkers. I don't think I've ever had Checkers, so I can't.
Well, I have. Checkers fries are pretty good.
Wendy's fries are not bad.
I'm okay with Wendy's. I don't think they're anything special, but they're all right.
His C tier is Steak and Shake and Whataburger.
Steak and Shake's fries are kind of plain unless you get like some kind of saucing on them.
Yeah, Whataburger. I'm not
even thinking of Steak and Shake. I was thinking of Shake Shack. Yeah. I don't know the last time I've been to a Steak and Shake, to be honest. I don't know what their fries taste like.
They're those little tiny stringy ones.
Oh, I'm not a fan of that.
Oh, I don't like that.
And then he says, utter garbage, Burger King and Five Guys.
Burger King fries do suck. And they've changed the recipe many times, and they're never good. I don't know how, like, Five Guys French fries are delicious.
Yeah, I don't know where this is coming from.
But they are very pricey. But, like, they've got boxes of potatoes all over the place. You know that they've, like, they've cut those fries themselves, and they're made from real potatoes. They're not frozen in a bag. I appreciate that. And I like that they fill your cup, and they say, okay, this is a large fry. Now, here's 2 more scoops in your bag, and now it became an extra, extra large fry. I like that.
Here's what he says. Five Guys doesn't even like their own fries. That's why they give you so many. A true Five Guys diner doesn't even consider the fries once they step to the register. You'd be lucky.
That's false.
He says you'd be lucky to get out of the building with a bag of fries as it disintegrates from the grease overload with every step you take.
Oh, my fries are too greasy. Wah. What? What kind of?
Yeah, I completely disagree with his take on Five Guys fries. So,
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know what?
To me.
You know what? I haven't gotten in a couple of games a bot tweet from the Rockets.
You didn't get one?
No, I haven't gotten a bot tweet yet.
I haven't either, I guess.
So, Jack in the Box does a curly like Arby's. I don't
like Jack in the Box fries either. Those are gross. And Jack in the Box used to, Arby's used to give you the choice. I know this because I once worked at an Arby's. You used to have the choice between regular fries or curly fries, and now it's only curly fries.
Yeah.
But their regular fries were ass too, so there was no saving it.
You know what I've come around on with Jack in the Box is their breakfast. They've actually got some pretty good breakfast sandwiches.
Okay,
and yeah, maybe once every couple of weeks because there's one by me, and I was just hungry one morning and there was nothing open, and I actually tried it, and it's like, you know what? This doesn't suck as much as I expected it to.
If I go to fast food for breakfast, I go to Whataburger because I'm not getting breakfast food. I'm just getting a Whataburger. Like I get a full blown burger and onion rings for breakfast.
Yeah, see, I was in the mood for a real breakfast food, and it was one of those days where the line at Brothers was around the block, and I'm like, okay, I'm not doing that. So I went over there and I had one of their ultimate breakfast sandwiches. Like, hey, this isn't bad.
Rizzle My Nizzle says, I think Jack in the Box regular and curly fries are gross. They are. You know why? Because they cook them in the same grease. So the regular fries have some curly fry taste to them. It's just, it's not good.
Somebody said, sent my family in Denmark the clip of you guys trying the akvavit. They loved it.
Oh, did they? I bet they did. Mm. I got to figure out what we're going to drink this week. I guess we're going to get one of those flavored Jaegers.
Yeah. Do you want
is that what we want to, or we want to open it up to suggestions?
I'll tell you what, we'll open up suggestions tomorrow. If we don't get a good one or one that we like, then I'll pick up something goofy for us and we'll do that. And if somebody wants to supply the good stuff, the beer and whatnot, or whiskey or whatever, we'll do that. But we'll do it tomorrow. So
do you know who and I hate to totally change the subject from French fries back to, you know, mega church pastors. Guess what Jim Baker did?
What or who?
Well, what this time.
Oh, okay.
He took PPP loans.
Of course he did.
How's that happen? Hundreds of thousands of dollars in U.S. government pandemic hardship loans.
Shame.
He got an approval for amount between $650,000 and $1.7 million in PPP funds. That's garbage. They say, well, and of course this was, he was early on trying to sell like a product like that would, what are you talking about, Fred?
Siri, something triggered my Siri.
Hey Siri, what was Jim Baker trying to sell to, as a, like a serum?
It was silver.
Yeah. Take these pills with silver. And if you take my silver, your God will heal you. That'll fix COVID. But yeah, during that time, he took either just under or over $1 million in PPP loans. How did that happen? Silver Solution, that's what it was. Jeez. He had that bottle of Silver Solution.
There's a lot of stuff that, and a lot of companies couldn't get loans, and you see crap like this, it just drives me nuts.
The influenza that's circling the globe, my Silver Solution, kill it in 12 hours or less. Gone, poof, vanished, totally eliminated. And then they said, hey, you're not allowed to say that. You need to stop offering Silver Solution on your show and website.
But here's $1 million.
You're not allowed to do that. That's illegal. It's not approved by the FDA or anything. And he sold $60,000 worth of Silver Solution.
Jesus.
And it says by using his celebrity status to peddle fraudulent COVID-19 cures, Baker has historically cloaked his illegal action in the name of religion, yet he continues to deceive Arkansans for his own glory and wealth. I'll be honest, Arkansas is a good place to set up if you're trying to, like, scam off dummies. It's like, I know where I'll go.
You know,
I'm gonna set my church up in Arkansas. No one will ever be the wiser.
Oh, man. I wish I had no scruples, because I would just go to Arkansas and set up a mega church and just fleece the hell out of people. And then get PPP loans and just make billions. But I have this little thing. You know, like, remember an Animal House with this little devil on one shoulder and there's the angel on the other shoulder? I actually have one of each of those.
Mm.
And tend to listen to the...
You mean you try to do the right thing?
More often than not, yes. Doesn't
That's
mean I always do it.
About life.
I try to be on the positive side of, okay, good thing versus bad thing. More good than bad. That's it.
You know what's more good than bad? Allstate siding and windows. It's all good. You know why? Because A, it's going to make your house look better. You got new siding. You got new windows. People can notice that. People drive by and go, oh, look at that. Look at that house with the new windows. That's looking good. And that's fine. You want to be the envy of your neighbors. That's fine. I don't worry about that. I'm not looking to keep up with the Joneses. I am, however, looking to save money on my energy bills. And that's another thing that Allstate does. Because if you've got new windows, new siding, you could save up to 40% on your energy bills. And here's great news. Their summer special. You can call them today. Get a free consultation. Ask them about the summer special. 30% off all windows. $2,500 off all full siding jobs. You want the best rate? Call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. Give them a call today. 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or check them out at allstatesidingandwindows.com. For the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. allstatesidingandwindows.com.
ESPN 97.5. ED.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Last segment. So I was looking at what's trending on Twitter. Falwell, Tropical Storm Laura, major wildfires, iPhone 12.
So, iPhone 12. Yeah. You know what's pissed me off? I bought a new PlayStation 4 maybe a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And it's having, like, hard drive issues.
Oh, really?
And now I'm in that weird spot where, like, I'm not going to buy another PlayStation 4.
Right, because you're just going to wait for the 5.
Yeah. But I've also, like, this is something that I've gotten used to now. My TV in the living room, the smart TV function on it is fine, but it's not great. Like, I prefer to use the PlayStation for apps and things
right,
like that.
Right.
So I run everything through the PlayStation. So now I'm like trying to run things through the smart TV or a Roku, and it's not as good. And it's pissing me off. And so now I've got to, like, I'm going to have to get my PlayStation repaired. How are you going to, 18 months? Come on, Sony. Now I'm replacing this hard drive, and you're about to ask me to basically spend a mortgage on your new PlayStation?
Yeah, because those things aren't going to be cheap.
Let's get it together.
Well, I can't wait for tomorrow, because I paid for the 3 days early of Madden. Since it comes out on Friday,
mm-hmm.
So it should be available tomorrow. So I'll have a report.
Wait a minute. Don't video games always come out on Tuesday?
Well, this one supposedly is the 28th, unless you bought it 3 days early.
I think you got scammed.
Well, I mean, I was going to get the deluxe edition anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
The deluxe and then the I guess the premium edition, you get tomorrow. So I was going to get the deluxe.
I haven't played Madden in so long. Actually, I've played Madden recently. My son was talking a bunch of smack, so I gave him the business real quick and just showed him that, you know, I still know what's up. But I haven't, like, sat down and played a game of Madden by myself or online in 5 or 6 years, probably.
I haven't either, but
I'm very mature now. I only play pro wrestling games and the show, MLB The Show. Oh, I play NBA 2K sometime, and I heard that we're getting a PGA 2K, like the golf game.
I'd like that.
I would like that too.
Yeah, if I could.
I get regular golf. Like, well, I don't watch golf on television. I think it's stupid. But I would play a golf video game. It's funny that the things I like to play on video games are things that I hate to watch on television. Like
I love race car games.
I do too.
Yeah, like NASCAR.
I like the NASCAR game because if you, let's say you start losing that race, guess what you do? You just turn around and go backwards on the track. Oh, someone took you out of the race? Well, guess what? Now he's out of the race too. Sorry.
Yeah.
But I love the pro wrestling game. I think the pro wrestling game is it's one of my favorite games. I don't like pro wrestling, but I like the video game. I used to love hockey. The hockey video games. I don't play hockey video games anymore. I don't know what they're like now.
I mean, they're so advanced now.
Is it a 2K? Does the NHL 2K?
Well, it's every year. It's the same as Madden. So it's like 21 isn't out.
Is it EA Sports?
It's EA Sports, yeah. They actually do a good job and you can fight.
Okay.
So I like the fights.
Like, I remember NBA games got way better when they went to 2K instead of NBA Live. NBA Live was in the pooper. So, all right. I'm sorry.
Dumbass report.
Let's talk about Russell Anderson, who had a plum tree, rose bushes, and plants, lawnmowers, outdoor furniture. They found all these things that were stolen at his house. And he's like, hey, that wasn't me. I got out of jail 4 days ago, and people just brought these as gifts to me. Well, who brought them, sir? I don't know. They just showed up at my house. Because everybody knows when a felon gets out of jail, the first thing you want to do is take over some plants and lawn equipment just to say, hey, man, glad you're out of prison. No, that doesn't really happen.
Dumbass.
He says there was a note, but he threw it away. It said, welcome home and happy planting. But according to police, Anderson dug up and stole the plants, including a 5-foot-tall plum tree, several rose bushes, lily plants, a lilac bush, from a property that he also stole the tools and furniture from. So,
not wise.
Yeah,
guys.
Back in jail. That didn't last long.
No,
you know, 4 day run, and really stealing a plum tree
that gets you back in jail.
Yeah.
Yep, that's a dumbass.
Like when you're out on parole, you're like, oh, you know, you're in prison all these years thinking, oh, I can't wait to get out. I'm going to have this beautiful house with a plum tree and a lilac bush. And then, like, you find out, oh, my crappy one bedroom apartment doesn't have a lilac bush or a plum tree. I'm just going to take one. No! This isn't wise. This is Karening gone wrong. A white woman in Bristol, Connecticut, has accused a black man of stealing a car. He was looking through his glove box and looking for his registration. And she says she's going to call the cops on him. He's stealing the car. Well, it is his car. Also, it's a Ford Fiesta. Who's stealing a Ford Fiesta? Oh. Like, let's be honest. No one steals a Ford Fiesta. No one. Like, if a Ford Fiesta had the keys left in it, no one's stealing that car. Stop it, lady. And finally, these rascally teens broke into a New Jersey petting zoo, and they let all the animals out. They also got a hold of a miniature pony and put lipstick on it.
Oh.
Not sure why.
That's you're supposed to put lipstick on a pig.
I think you are. Yeah. Six alleged trespassers he saw on the property. He yelled at them. They took off. While he was trying to find out what was going on, someone sent him a Snapchat picture of a teenage girl with long blonde platinum hair and wearing a black crop top and ripped jeans riding a miniature donkey in the petting zoo. Emblazoned on the pictures were the words, Amma's Farm. The family wrote on Facebook that during the alleged barnyard crime spree, they opened gates, rode our miniature donkeys who should not be supporting that much weight. And one person took a Snapchat of another person riding our donkey and applied the geo filter. We caught two other trespassers trying to steal. When we called the police, they fled the scene. They allegedly tried to swipe tables and chairs from the property. A couple of animals you couldn't even get close to. They were all skittish. They were jumping around, and the miniature donkey had lipstick on it. They're very shaken about this. Well,
but did they catch him because of the Snapchat?
No.
Oh.
They're going to try. They still haven't caught him yet. We have pictures and names. We'll follow through, make sure everyone's held accountable. They say. I don't know if they have names. They've got pictures. And that's the dumbass report. There was also a Dollar General stabbing that happened. But
who wants to get stabbed at Dollar General?
That is the worst place to get stabbed.
That's lower than Walmart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly one rung down. Is Dollar General the one where everything costs a dollar, or is that I guess that's just a dollar. They're called just a dollar, where everything is $1. I think Dollar General is like, it's just a cheap version of Walmart.
See, I thought you could buy your own General for a dollar.
I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so.
Might be Dollar Tree, where everything is $1.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of, Dollar Tree.
I can safely say I've never stepped foot in a Dollar General.
There's a Dollar General in Lakey, Texas, where I go to the Frio.
Right.
And so if you want sunscreen or something like that, well, that's where you go.
Well, and you should know then whether or not everything's a dollar.
Yeah, I was trying to remember if it was actually a Dollar General, and I think Dollar Generals have yellow signs, and if so, then it is a Dollar
General. AJ's a rich. He doesn't pay attention to prices. He just swipes.
That's true. I like the tap to pay now. I have that tap on my thing, and I've had it for so long, and I was like, how come nobody has the tap? And now that Corona's around, everybody's installing the tap, and I love it. In London, everyone had the tap.
Yeah, yeah. We're way behind. Like, they had the chip in Canada for like 10 years before we ever got
it. The tap is the best. Yeah. It's the best. All right. It's actually the second best. TGS is the best. Because TGS, that'll save you money. I was telling Josh, I saved over $1,000 on my homeowner's insurance with TGS, and it was so simple. All I did was send a text message. I sent the word money to 232323. They sent me back. They said, hey, what's your address? I sent them that. They sent me back a full quote. They'd already shot my house. They knew within 15 seconds how much I could be paying for home insurance. I compared that to what I was paying. I was like, whoa, it's over $1,000 a year I could be saving. The average customer saving nearly $900 a year. They've got a nearly perfect online rating, over 1,000 reviews. You don't need to wait for your renewal. They'll send you money now, refund it on your back end of your old policy. They'll get you that back in your pocket, and you'll start saving now. They're open now. Text the word money to 232323. Start saving today. Guys, there's no risk. What do you got to lose? 232323. Text the word money. Start saving today. Left alone,
forever and for crimes unclear. Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.